This is The Pulse, stories about the people and places at the heart of health and science. I'm Maiken Scott. This story is from our episode, Check the Label. You can find us on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. Americans take a ton of supplements, and there is one kind that's really popular among bodybuilders and weightlifters. These pills and powders have names like Shredder, Hyperdrive, Animal Rage XL. Sounds pretty intense, right? They promise to boost performance and endurance, but researchers and regulators say what's in them could be dangerous or even deadly. Liz Tung reports.
I'm at the gym with Kevin Kreider. He's a model and fitness life coach, plus a former bodybuilder. And he's showing me his daily workout.
So I always start off with the heaviest, hardest, most difficult movement first.
He slides some weights onto either side of the lifting bar and locks them into place. And then he hoists it up.
You just grab the bar like this.
He lifts it a little higher and then drops it back on the ground. And then he does that a few more times. His teeth are clenched, his eyes are bugging out, his muscles are shaking.
I don't know. What? Seems like everything is like a hernia waiting to happen.
I know, it's kind of a disaster. That's why they made you sign that waiver before you got in.
To me, it's kind of terrifying. But some people live for this stuff. Weightlifters, bodybuilders, even everyday gym rats who just want to look good. They spend hours here lifting weights, which requires an insane amount of energy and endurance. Today, Kevin's just running on a cup of black coffee, but for about 7 years, he relied on something else, a kind of supplement called pre-workout.
Yeah, the first pre-workout I ever took was, I think, 2006, and this stuff was just like crack to me.
Kevin had just graduated from college and was getting into bodybuilding, which is super competitive. And he said people were telling him that pre-workout could take him and his workouts to the next level.
It numbs the pain down so you can get that extra rep or two. And you want to do every single rep possible. You're going to have that laser-like focus. You're going to lift more. You're going to get big. You're going to also lose fat and shred at the same time. And it was like all these promises that sound awesome.
Back then, pre-workout was kind of the hot new thing. And today, more than 10 years later, you can see it everywhere. It's sold at gyms, GNCs, online. You can get it in capsule form, but most people buy it in these flavored drink powders. There are tons of different brands, but most contain the same basic ingredients. Amino acids to boost your muscles, and caffeine for energy. Kevin noticed the energy part right away.
I remember taking my first serving, and I was just like so hyper and energized. I loved it. And I literally had such a great workout. I was making more noise than normal because I was going past and I wanted to do more. And I could have, even though I was working out for like an hour and a half that day. I was like, I want to do more. I want to do more.
But he couldn't switch the energy off.
And then literally I remember in my bed, it was like 2 a.m. and I was like, I can't go to sleep. Like, obviously I was worried because my mind was going 1,000 thoughts per minute. But it did feel euphoric. It felt like I was high. I literally stayed up almost 24 hours, and then I had an hour and a half nap, and I still felt jacked up the next day. And so it became more addictive for me because I was like, I want that back.
And so Kevin kept taking the pre-workout. In the beginning, just before he went to the gym. But as time went by, he started taking it every day, and then a few times a day, and then as soon as he got up.
Sometimes I'd have maybe a little bit more than I was supposed to. You know, you're supposed to only have like one to three scoops. I'd be like, okay, I'm going to have 3.5. Okay, 4.
He thought it was safe, even good for him. It was just supposed to have caffeine and those amino acids to boost his muscles. But as it turned out, the pre-workout Kevin was using had an extra ingredient, a stimulant called DMAA. It acts like an amphetamine, speed basically, and was banned by the Food and Drug Administration a few years ago. The FDA has tried cracking down, but there are dozens of pre-workout supplements that contain DMAA and other stimulants.
It's countless. It's countless. Yeah, I can't keep track of them.
That's Peter Cohen. He's a doctor at the Cambridge Health Alliance, and he also teaches at Harvard Medical School. But mostly, he's known for being a supplement detective. For 10 years, he's been testing supplements, especially pre-workouts, to find out what's in them. He's found dozens that contain stimulants, and he says there are plenty more out there.
the anti-doping experts tell me that there's over 1,000 different supplements on their list at present.
Their list of performance-enhancing substances that athletes aren't allowed to take, either because they offer an unfair advantage or because they're dangerous. Some have never even been tested on humans.
So it might be that something has a serious side effect, but we would have absolutely no idea.
Of course, there are lots and lots of people who take pre-workout without any problems, but there have also been reports of some pretty scary stuff. Heart attacks, stroke, liver failure. Plus?
Chest pain, panic attack, heart racing, shortness of breath.
We've started seeing some of the fallout over the past few years. Class action lawsuits from consumers claiming injuries from taking these pre-workouts. There have also been several well-publicized deaths linked to pre-workout. But Peter says it's just a small part of a larger problem with the supplement industry. He says one CDC estimate suggests
about 23,000 people end up in the emergency room every year due to supplements.
So you might be asking why the FDA isn't doing something about these workout supplements that are putting people in the hospital. Josh Sharfstein is a public health professor at Johns Hopkins and a former deputy commissioner at the FDA. And he says
the FDA does not know what's on the market.
Thanks to a law passed in 1994, the FDA isn't allowed to regulate supplements the same way it regulates drugs. Even when regulators figure out something bad's going on with a supplement, the burden's on the government to prove that that's the case, using lab tests, which Josh says are expensive and time-consuming. Plus,
there's research that even after ingredients are banned, that they're still found in dietary supplements, the exact ingredient that was banned.
But there does seem to be a growing consciousness of the dangers. Case in point, our fitness coach and model, Kevin. About a year and a half ago, he quit using pre-workout, and he posted a video on YouTube explaining why.
First of all, I don't get that morning hangover anymore from not taking a pre-workout supplement. I was starting to take pre-workout supplements first thing in the morning just to get myself out of bed anymore. It's ridiculous.
But on the whole, pre-workout is still hugely popular. And Peter Cohen, the supplement detective, says internet sales are just making the problem worse. But Peter says there is one way to fix the situation, changing the law to give the FDA more power.
At some point, I think that we're going to decide that we don't want to take pills and powders that are advertised as if they improve our health when they actually have no evidence that they work and might be putting our health at risk. So I think eventually consumers, Americans are going to decide that this law is not working for us and we're going to see real change.
But let's say you still want to take pre-workout. What do you do? The FDA has a simple recommendation. Talk to your doctor first. For The Pulse, I'm Liz Tung.